We're back on the Yellow Jacket Hockey Pregame Show. It's a Tuesday night. We're in Duluth, Minnesota, as the Yellow Jackets are back in action to take on St. Scholastica. I'm John Garver, and we're joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Dan Laughlin. And I guess first things first, I kind of like need a reintroduction to everybody. You guys have been off a long time, 17 days since you last played.
Wow, I didn't even know it was that long, but it certainly does feel like it. We got to get that momentum right away. And we talked about it yesterday, you know, that we've had a long break here and we've kind of gotten out of that game mentality. So we had a good practice yesterday. We were pretty upbeat, and I think they know what's at stake. So
do you worry about rust a little bit?
Well, when you're off that long, and yeah, and then you have Scholastica, who just had a nice sweep last weekend. So I think they're going to be, they're going to be confident, but we just got to pick up where we left off.
I think the flip side of the rust is you should be well rested. You probably had a chance to get a little bit healthy too, didn't you?
We did. We had a couple injuries, and with that game being canceled against Gus Davis, you know, in hindsight, probably a good thing. We had one concussion, and the bug was going around the locker room, so hindsight was probably a good thing, but it was hard not to play too.
Let's jump back a couple of weeks now to the last time your team was out. A nice weekend sweep at home, a really big win over Northland, and then a nice win over Stevens Point on the Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, we're playing good hockey, and that's, you know, you want to keep that going, you want to keep that rhythm going, but you're going to get breaks like these, and, we just got to get back to just that hard, working hard and competing and bringing our grit to every game.
I feel like every single time I talk with you, I bring up Kaylee Martinson. She scores two more goals against Stevens Point. She's scored in every single game. It seems like she's a different player from years past. You always said, you know, she's our superstar, and she acts that way. But she seems like a different player this year, even better than she's been in years past.
Yeah, I think it's that senior, being captain as well, you know, and she knows her skill. I think she's always kind of not been underrated, but, I think she just knows this is it. This is her last kind of go-around, and like I said, we talked about it a lot this summer, and she's anxious to get it done.
St. Scholastica now tonight, you mentioned already a team that's coming in off of a sweep. They're still under .500 for the year, but it seems like they righted the ship a little bit in that weekend series against St. Norbert. You saw them earlier in the year with the exhibition games and everything, so talk to me a little bit about the Saints.
Well, they're not a below .500 team. They're a good team. They're a really good hockey team. They got some nice players. Things are clicking for them right now. Like I said, they came off a sweep with St. Norbert's. They shut them out Saturday night. Their power play's hot. Their goalie's hot. They're 4-5 right now. This is their last game before break, so I guarantee you they're looking to leave everything on the ice tonight and get the .500.
And for you guys, probably you're talking about them clicking and everything. What's the biggest key then for you guys to be able to come out and sort of make a statement early?
I think it's just our work ethic right away. When we're working hard, when we're competing, things will start taking care of themselves. But, you know, we got to execute out there. Special teams always be, you know, a big part of the game tonight, and goaltending as always.
You play these guys a lot. You've been coaching here a long time. Jackie's been here with the Saints a long time. There really are no secrets between the two of you, are there?
There isn't. Like I said, it's one of those rivalry games where you can throw the records out the window, and, you know, you're going to get a good fight every game, and I'm looking forward to that tonight too, and we got to bring it tonight and get some momentum for next weekend.
So the dumb question of the night, Catherine going in goal?
Catherine's in.
Thanks a lot, Daniel. Good luck.
Thank you.